after Howard attending clinic note on Charles Johnson, birthday 12/29/16. Patient seen with complaints of fever, vomiting, stomach pain today. Immunizations up to date. Any allergies, current medications on insulin pump. Medical history of insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, seizure disorder. Global delay in development. Cerebral history, G-tube, appendectomy, ear tubes. Patient with present illness, fever, vomiting, times three, today, sent home from school, past history of Titus Media, scheduled to see ENT for follow-up at Texas Children's Hospital, past history of insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, followed at Texas Children's Hospital, with insulin pump, and implanted glucose monitor, with history of brain injury with meconium aspiration at birth, social and family history not contributory, physical exam. No general appearance, no mild distress. Head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat. Difficult to evaluate because of hiding and constant movement of the child, but pharynx appears, tonsils appear slightly enlarged and inflamed. Neck, suckle without masses, lungs, clears ossification and percussion, heart rhythm, regular rhythm without murmurs and gallop, abdomen, soft without getting any of your tinnitus, extremities negative for cyanosis, restricted range of motion, skin negative for rash or lesions, motor neuro sensory function seems intact, cranial nerves hard to evaluate, neuroid baseline, combative, difficult to evaluate, strep screen performed in clinic, showed positive strep, tonsillitis, get a prescription for amoxicillin, follow up with Texas Children's Hospital and ENT as scheduled. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.